Greetings. My name is Vince Williams. I'm the president and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council. The hashtag BuyDiverse podcast, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, provides a voice to minority-owned businesses and entrepreneurs, as well as to corporations seeking to meet their diversity, equity, and inclusion goals strategically and intentionally. Hear the stories of certified minority-owned businesses and learn about their journeys, challenges, best practices, and successes. Also, discover Chicago MSDC's robust offerings to support business owners with certification, advocacy, connecting, and developing. Founded in 1968, Chicago MSDC is the premier organization that advances business opportunities for its certified Asian, Black, Hispanic, and Native American entrepreneurs. Contact us at www.chicagomsdc.org or buydiverse.net. This is Vince Williams, President and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, and you're listening to hashtag BuyDiverse, powered by Chicago MSDC. What you can expect from our podcast, firsthand success stories, business opportunities that are within the pipeline, best practices, advocacy, mentorship, how and why companies should join us. All on WGN. So welcome to hashtag BuyDiverse by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. Today's guest is Ms. Rona Forte, Global Community Engagement and Business Diversity Management Officer with United Airlines. Rona, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vince.
Rona, you've been engaged with the council for a number of years, and that leadership and thought leadership, if you will, has been so valued and appreciated. You've also been in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space, as well as supplier diversity for a number of years. Can you tell the listening audience, let's hear your why. How did you get started, and what continues to fuel you for that?
Absolutely, Vince. First of all, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to, you know, sort of tell the story of commitment, as you referenced, to the minority business community. I actually tell the story oftentimes. I fell into supplier diversity back in the late 90s, maybe 96, 97. I was actually working as an assistant controller for a commercial real estate development group. And a good friend of mine said, hey, we've got this project coming into the city of Chicago, and we need someone to kind of manage the overall contribution that they're making to the business diversity community with the city of Chicago. And she was at the time working for my still today guru and mentor, Ralph G. Moore. And I started with him and learned about supplier diversity. But prior to that, I was just a bean counter and a numbers cruncher. But once I found out about this world where you can make a true impact and leave a legacy and an imprint on so many communities, so many families, just by being an advocate and a voice for those that need the support to make inroads into major buying organizations for contracts, I couldn't leave it. So that's my story. I approached the role that I have here at United in their business diversity program, housing global community engagement, with that same enthusiasm. Although it does require very interactive participation with our procurement team, I approach our supplier relationships really from an ROI perspective and not so much just, you know, this is the good thing to do perspective. I want to ensure that they are equipped to add value to the supply chain process as we diversify our practice around procurement. So again, really excited about the work, but that's really my story overall. I do many things, but I do in supplier diversity space.
That's phenomenal. Thank you. And I love that you mentioned Ralph G. Moore. He's a highly regarded MBE here at Chicago MSDC. Oh, yes. Yeah. And again, his contributions to supplier diversity are phenomenal. So I love that there's that connection there too. United, again, commits so much within the community. And so your role as a global community engagement, can you share with our audience what's on the horizon? I know you guys have the We Stand United campaign and some others that are possibly in there. Yes. But I'd love to know more.
Yeah, so that campaign is ran by our wonderful Chief Diversity Officer, Jessica Kimbrough. When she got into her role and then with the offsets with respect to the George Floyd incident, United really paused and took a look at what they could be doing in order to really optimize the diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts here. And so it was just by great joy and just appreciation that I was asked to be a part of that collaborative action team in order to integrate the work around business diversity and, again, diversification of the supply chain in conjunction with the We Stand United commitment. So that commitment is still ongoing. We're working on many, many different areas across our operation to ensure that our commitment and our values and where we're headed is really perpetuated throughout our entire employee base. As it relates to business diversity, we are standing up a lot of processes in conjunction with our procurement organization and other business leaders to ensure that they are empowered to, operationalize this work at a local level. And then our team really serves as that, governance arm, if you will, to ensure that we're cultivating and captivating the venture suppliers, but then also fulfilling any changes and any models that we want to pursue as it relates to joint ventures and those sorts of things. So yes, We Stand United is definitely very active here at United Airlines, and I'm really happy to be a part of that work.
That's huge. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I know that your president, Bret Hart, and again, as well as many of the leaders there at United are committed to this business diversity. And I know that speaks volumes as to, again, the work and the outreach that you as an organization contribute to. Again, considering that we all have been hit very hard by this, by the challenges of the pandemic, if you will. And I know the travel industry, if you will, the airline industry was one that was really impacted. But we're seeing this come back. And so with that engagement, I love, again, having your commitment to Chicago MSDC and really what we're doing for the diverse business community here too.
Yeah, you're spot on with that. If I could just talk through to your point about the opportunity as we come out of return to new, as our CEO Scott Kirby says, and he's definitely an active part of our We Stand United commitment. I had a meeting or an opportunity, I'm sorry, to meet with him a couple days ago as I received a graduation celebration for the McKinsey Black Executives Program. But you're right. As we come through our recovery, the opportunities for inclusion of diverse-owned businesses is only going to be accelerated and elevated, right? And so, that partnership that we have with the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council really makes it really seamless, because we know that we have the constituents out there. We just need to make sure that they have a seat at the table and that they can tell their story and their value proposition so they could be included in some of these upcoming opportunities for sourcing events and procurement.
Outstanding. Yeah, that's phenomenal. And that's important, too, is to learn about these different ways. And I know United is very instrumental in that. So, again, being intentional with your outreach for diverse suppliers. Can you talk a little bit about that process for vendors to join?
Yeah, sure. So we have, there's many ways. As you mentioned, our president, Bret Hart, is very active in the Chicagoland area. And so there are occasions when you get inquiries or supplier referrals or supplier inquiries that have come through in his area or other areas that come to us, our team, for evaluation. But the overall process is that we attend trade shows and trade fairs. Of course, CBOF is one of them, 54, that we'll be participating in on the 23rd and 24th. But we do that outreach also, get inquiries from the business for people that would like to participate with us. So what our team does specifically is we ask those vendors to get registered with us at businessdiversity@united.com. We make sure that their profile, if you will, is housed within our centralized registration portal. And then we actually coach them on what our strategic priorities are. What, I spend a lot of time as an accountant, acclimating our supplier community to our 10K and 10Q. There's no reason that you shouldn't be acclimated to that. It's public, right? So that you can gain some insights, glean some insights with respect to what direction we're headed in. And so those are some of the things that I spend a lot of time with our suppliers with. On the other side, working with our community affiliate partners like CMSDC, getting them involved in the program so that they can scale. It's great to get, your first opportunity to work with United, but we're a large, complex organization. And so your ability to scale and partner and really bring, the force that you need in order to grow with us is really critical. And so we work with getting those vendors entrenched, if you will, or engaged with those programs that our affiliate partners and other chambers offer so they can grow their business and grow with us.
That's huge, and we love that commitment to you. You mentioned, again, the developing arm, if you will, for these businesses and MBEs to scale, to grow, and to sustain. And that's a part of our mission and our one of our pillars, if you will, to help develop these businesses. So, again, love that commitment from United and that continued growth with it. But then you also transitioned and mentioned our Chicago Business Opportunity Fair that's coming up here shortly. This is our 54th annual. And for the listeners, many of them know that this is the first and largest procurement conference of its kind. We really can't wait to get back to in-person meetings because this was, you know, such a well-attended event. But I also know that, you know, United has participated and been a sponsor of the CBOF in all the years past. And I think in this past year, Rona, you served as one of the co-chairs of the planning committee. And so thank you for that. Can you share with our listeners what that experience is like for you? And if it can be twofold, what it was like from an in-person perspective to transitioning now to this virtual environment. And I love to share that, you know, our theme this year is connecting the dots, business SOS. Synergies, opportunities, and solutions.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So you're absolutely right. I was the co-chair. United was the co-chair for CBOF 53. And as many of us were, we were trying to just figure out this new environment with regard to how that would be delivered in a virtual space. Could we really, you know, meaningfully impact the engagement through networking in a, you know, a virtual environment? But I think social media tells us that we can, right? And so we really, I enjoyed the experience serving as chair. I was very new in my role. I failed to mention that I will be effectively 2 years old at United Airlines at the end of October. So it's been exciting. Thank you. It's been an exciting almost 2 years. But, you know, the experience, as you asked about, was extremely rewarding for me in many ways. You know, us seeing that we could, you know, I don't like to use the term pivot because I think it's overly used, but we were able to really, you know, just pivot and do deliver what needed to be done in spite of the obstacles. And that's the part that really gives me the stamina and the fortitude to keep going, because obstacles should never stop us. Obstacles should grow us. And so that was what the experience was like for CBO 53. Looking forward to the exact same thing for CBOF 54.
Outstanding. Yeah. And I love that. Obstacles should not stop us. Obstacles should help grow us. Phenomenal. I'm going to coin that one for you, Rona.
I got a lot of those, Vince. You guys there?
You got a lot of those? I love it.
Little, you know, coin phrases to keep me mentally, you know, focused on winning, right, and where we're going, as opposed to anything that might disrupt that.
Outstanding, yeah. Another thing that the Chicago Business Opportunity Fair does is, again, allows the opportunity for MBEs to meet one another, to network, these opportunities that are presenting themselves from our corporate sponsors like United. And so as we continue to, like you said, reemerge into the workplace and get back together, do you see some other ways of engaging with MBEs, not only here in Chicago, but globally and nationally?
Absolutely. I mean, there's probably a, you know, pretty enormous list I could compile when I just think about, you know, the complexities of, you know, an airline industry and all the entry points, if you will, for diverse suppliers to be included. So, you know, we think about things like, you know, the food offerings on board. Yeah, you think about the building and the construction that we have at the airports. You think about, to your point about returning to work, the need for, you know, the sanitization things that are going to be a part of our lives going forward as we come out of an experience that none of us were prepared for. So sanitizing and making sure that things are clean and that, you know, we are thinking about that to make sure all of our employees and those that visit us are safe. I think there's enormous opportunity there as well. So we just announced the Aviate program several months ago, and we're, you know, focusing on advancing people of color and women in that trajectory. So there's opportunities that could avail themselves there as we build that out. But again, there's so many touch points that I probably need a few days, not even a quick
sure.
to kind of expound on them. But yeah, this is definitely a ripe time to make sure that there is engagement with the United Business Diversity team.
That's phenomenal. I love that. You know, that intersectionality of women, minority, people of color, like you said, in the aviation industry. You don't see a lot of that, right? Diversity in that space.
You,
and so that commitment there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the emphasis, I'm sorry, I just remembered something. Even though I say people of color, we're really looking at Black pilots and making sure we build that bitch of pipeline. I just wanted to make sure that that was underscored in our efforts, because we definitely recognize that, you know, I sit on the board of Providence Inglewood Charter School, and I know in the Inglewood community, having conversations with the teachers and some of the students, they're just not aware of how to get into that space. And then if they do want to do it, like, how do you finance that, right? Do you have $100,000 sitting on a desk someplace that you can use against that? Or can we help you to understand that better and to get, you know, direct you so that you can fulfill that desire to become an airline pilot or be in the aviation field? So those are some of the things we're focusing on.
That is, it's beautiful. Yeah. And I recall back, you know, I do some community outreach as well. And I know that looking for Black pilots to come in and talk to the students about the industry and what it's like for them has had its challenges, right? Because there's not many of them. And I love this, again, commitment of United to that, so that we can change and control this narrative with it. And that's pretty phenomenal. That's awesome.
And for me, it's a hotbed for me too. I don't know if I shared this with you, but I grew up around aviation. When I was very junior, I think I was, in second grade, my own aunt, who I mentioned to you earlier, her daughter just started her internship as a doctor, a neurosurgeon. She had her own airplane. So I grew up around that. The only thing that prevented me from becoming a pilot is I didn't have 20/20 vision. And at the time, that was a requirement. And so there's a, burning platform for me personally to be a part of an organization like United that is really intentional, to your earlier use of the term, in ensuring that Black pilots are part of that conversation. It's personal to me. You know, some things you do just because it's a job, but this is really personal and intimate for Rona.
Yeah, I love it. And that personalization is phenomenal, too. They can't be us until they see us, right?
Yes.
And so seeing that Black pilot there is definitely what's going to change these conversations for this next generation, if you will, that we're reaching back for. Really good stuff. Well, we're excited again. Chicago MSDC is really honored to have United as a sponsor for the number of years with CBO of 54. That's on the 23rd and 24th of this year virtually. Still time to register at cbof54.com. Rona Forte, Global Community Engagement and Business Diversity Manager at United Airlines, thank you so much for your time, for your leadership, for your commitment to our MBEs. Are there some closing statements you'd love to share?
My favorite term, Vince, is just stay on the wall. I mean, the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, CBOS, really was born out of the civil unrest in the 60s. So a lot of the programs we see today in 2021 were born back then. And so it is just imperative that we stay, steadfast and unmovable in our journey to optimize access to opportunities for the minority-owned business community.
Outstanding. Phenomenal. Rona Forte, thank you again. You have been listening to #ByDiverse, powered by Chicago MSDC on WGN Radio 720.
Hi, this is Vince Williams, and you're listening to the Chicago MSDC Minute. Chicago Business Opportunity Fair. In 1968, a chain of events erupted into civil and economic mayhem that shook Chicago at its very core. Rising above the turmoil, a group of corporate and community leaders were determined to cast a spotlight on hope, on seemingly hopeless situations, and created the Chicago Business Opportunity Day. The following year, in 1969, the event was officially renamed CBOF, or Chicago Business Opportunity Fair. Today, the Chicago Business Opportunity Fair is a game changer. It remains as the signature event of Chicago MSDC, a thought leader in minority business since 1968. The 54th annual Chicago Business Opportunity Fair will be held June 23rd to the 24th, 2021. This year's theme is Connecting the Dots, Business SOS, Synergies, Opportunities, Solutions. This two-day virtual conference, hosted by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, is all about opportunities. Chicago MSDC brings opportunities for your minority-owned business by connecting you with other minority businesses, corporations, and government agencies looking to do business with your company. CBOF which formerly was held at Navy Pier for many years, is our longest running event that is now virtual in light of the pandemic. We're looking forward to this virtual event because it's an opportunity for us to connect even more businesses with our unique virtual format that allows for exhibitor booths, one-on-one meetings, networking, and almost everything you do at a typical conference. Stay tuned for more information about CBOF 54 by visiting our website at www.chicagomsdc.org and follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Chicago MSDC. You've been listening to Hashtag Buy Diverse, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. www.chicagomsdc.org.